ESPN 93.5. Sunny 95.3.
And Mondays and Fridays, it's Brother Johnny today, New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny.
Good morning, Stevie.
Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, icon, all-around great guy with a fabulous restaurant. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm just watching Wimbledon here on my TV screen. How in the world, Mike, can anybody hit a serve 130 miles an hour?
They're really great. I mean, these athletes, I don't think people comprehend what great shape they're in or what great condition they're in and the talent that they have. I mean, to be able to focus on a ball going that quick and be able to react and hit it back, that's pretty interesting. Believe me. Try it sometime.
Well, yeah, I've tried it, but it's not that easy.
Well, now, Johnny's being modest, Mike. He was the 1975 Final Centennial Champion at tennis, so.
Well, we weren't really big down there in file and tennis. But, yeah, we had some good fun at the tennis. And we had a little berm around our tennis court, Mike, so you had to be careful because in winter, we like to put water on it and ice skate.
Yeah, that's right.
That wasn't that great idea.
Yeah, it's because you tripped on it in tennis, but it was fun in the winter. That's so funny. Hey, all right, big news in sports. Brad Stevens goes from Butler at a little over $1 million a year to his, I think, 6-year, $22 million deal. Brad Stevens from Butler to the Boston Celtics, Mike. That's quite a step.
Yeah, I think that he would enjoy his coaching job at Butler a heck of a lot more than he will in the NBA. But that's only my opinion. I think that you see that, you know, athletes today, and I say this without a lot of reservation, that a lot of them really, I don't think they handle the professional thing too well. It's like they're very special, that they're entitled and things like that. But there's a lot of them that handle it right, but there's a lot of them that don't handle it right. And you saw that in that Hernandez case in a lot of ways, that they just don't, there's just not the actions you want out of athletes, that's all.
Well, Steve, we saw our own Lon Kruger go to Atlanta, which was pretty much a disaster. And then Pitino tried the Celtics, who's a great college coach,
yeah,
but didn't do great. So it's not the same thing. It's not the same game, I don't think.
You're not playing for the old university.
Yeah.
It's a little different. You're playing for that cashola.
I can't imagine, and I guess in the NFL, you got so many guys, and the coach does have a whole bunch of influence and say, but when you got essentially 7 or 8 people, they're all making more than you. And essentially, I think the NBA can get your coach fired if you're a star player. I don't know. Can Brad Stevens integrate his philosophy, a bunch of guys that are making a lot of money? Are they going to look at him and say, what do you know? I'm older than you. You're only 36.
I want the ball. That's what
you're
going to say.
No, that's
I want
right.
the ball. Let me shoot.
Well, but he's going to be making $4 million a year, pretty close to it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
And when Lon Kruger went, Johnny, he got $10 million guaranteed, I believe. So, bad experience job-wise, but good for money.
Yeah, no, it's the money. But I think, obviously, challenging the Boston Celtics. So
yeah, right.
It'll be.
You know, John, you hit it right on the button. It's a whole different game. You're coming out of the college game. A lot of guys, when you talk about, they go to school for the idea they're going to get an education out of it, and they know that it's a stepping stone if they're good enough to get into professional sports. But, I mean, once you're in professional sports, wow. I mean, it's just hard to explain.
Well, and both Lon Kruger and Rick Pitino didn't do great in the NBA, to say the least, but both went back to college and were able to kind of pick up where they left off. Steve,
probably be the same case.
Yeah, I would say Brad Stevens would be hired in a heartbeat, even if he fails in Boston, I would think.
But right.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. I wouldn't sell him short because he knows the game.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Butler went to the championship game twice, and that's not that easy to do, as we know.
Yeah, no, he's an impressive guy, and everybody and their dog tried to hire him in the college level, and he just said no. And I guess he was waiting on the Boston Celtics, their team like it. And in fact, the president of the Celtics said he was surprised that he was so receptive to the possibilities. They only flew to Indianapolis one time, met with him, and he accepted. And so I guess people are talking about, well, what about the athletes he recruited? Mike, it's just a business, right?
Well, also, it is. I mean, unfortunately, it is. I mean, there's, you know, the loyalty thing is really a hard thing to explain, and there's not a whole lot of it on the player's side, the owner's side, or, I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, these kids come to college and with the idea that they're going to have a chance to play for a national championship under Brad Stevens. All of a sudden, that's out the window. And that doesn't mean that they can't play for a national championship. That doesn't mean that the coach taking over won't be able to do a great job. But it's just not the same.
Yeah.
But it is true. That's when you're talking about college athletics today and your coach gets fired or takes another job, those kids do get left in the lurch because they
sometimes
feel largely on that coach, and now they're just kind of, sorry, kids, I got to go.
I can't imagine. All right, to the NBA, Dwight Howard. Is he that big a deal, Mike? I don't get it. What's everybody frothing to the mouth for Dwight Howard? He's not a very good team guy. Yes, he's a good athlete, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I know one thing, but I wouldn't be interested if I owned a team. So, you know, people say, well, if you don't get him, you can't win. Well, I'd rather not win with him. I'd rather win without him and then try to win with him. That's all I'd say. I think he's spoiled. I think these guys are all spoiled, and that's what bothers me. You know, you're shopping. It's like you go to the store you don't go to the store. You go out on a street corner, and here I am. You know, take a shot. You know, I just don't get it. I really don't. They shopping. Well, I'm going to talk to five teams.
Yeah.
Well, you're real loyal, yeah.
But I think at the point they're at in L.A., they need to go ahead and let him go somewhere else. And sometimes those guys do better somewhere else. You never know. But I wouldn't keep him, that's for sure.
Well, let me say, guys, you know, the Lakers had pretty good. When you got Kobe Bryant and you got him, you're supposed to have a pretty darn good basketball team. And it wasn't so good because there's a lot of problems when that happened. Believe me.
Well, and it's just when you have a guy that wants the ball and he wants a parade in his honor, I don't like those kind of guys on my team. I just can't. It's just selfish. It's all about give me the ball and you be quiet and everybody talks about me. And he just wants the key to the city. I think he wants somebody to show him the love. And the Lakers are saying, hey, come back, but you know what? We'll live without you. And I don't think he'll return to the Lakers. I don't think he should, but some city's going to go crazy for him. And good luck to him, I guess.
Good luck.
Well, you know. It's also the way that guys can learn to play with each other, because I remember when Shaq played with Kobe the first year or two, that wasn't too good.
Yeah.
And look at Miami the first year. They thought it was going to be a bust. And I don't know that they'll ever get it together with those personalities. I think that's what Phil Jackson gets credit for, is
right,
taking different personalities like that and somehow making it work. Yeah. Because he's got the athletic ability, Mike, and I don't think he's a bad guy.
No, he's not. He's probably a great guy. He probably really is.
But his vision of what he wants to do isn't fitting with everyone else's.
Yeah.
It's not easy at that level.
That's right. And you know what? You're right. In the NBA level, just if you can mix in your Dennis Rodmans and make it work, you're pretty good. So you're pretty good if you can get those guys to work together. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5, and the new Sunny 95.3. Egypt's on fire.
Another day filled with tension. On one hand, Islamic supporters of Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi aren't going down quietly. They plan to hold rallies to express their outrage at the army's move to overthrow the former president. The military, on the other hand, reportedly releasing a statement supporting the right to peaceful protests, but that warned any violence or civil disobedience, such as blocking roadways, would harm social peace. Now, the administration has not come out to criticize the Egyptian military directly. In fact, in the president's own speeches, he has not used the words coup. It's a possibility that he's avoiding the law that bars aid to countries where military does remove democratically elected leaders.
Okay, so you've got Egypt, who elected Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, being tossed out by the military, Johnny? I'm still trying to wrap my arms around all this and what it means.
Well, yes, that's what's happened. And how it happened, I don't know. I haven't been in Egypt, and it's interesting, the foreign policy, our Obama's not sure what to do because of what, as you just heard, we're not supposed to give aid to democratically overthrown governments.
Yeah.
And, apparently or allegedly these guys elected the Muslim Brotherhood, but it's been a mess, and Mike, I'm surprised it kind of turned that quickly, because it didn't seem like they were in trouble to me from the news I heard out of Egypt.
Well, John, you know, I'm a little worse than all of you. I don't get it at all. But, you know, again, you know, we take for granted what we have in this country. And even though maybe it's not perfect, it's pretty daggone good compared to what other people have to go through.
Well, I talked to a Marine yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about America. And he listens to you guys and appreciates it, and I said, You know, hey, it's the Mike Ditka philosophy. If you don't like it, get the hell out. And the guy said, absolutely, absolutely. That's what I believe. That's what.
Well, John and I appreciate the Marines. Believe me.
Yeah.
My dad was a Marine, but we appreciate all the servicemen and that serve our country and really go on and appreciate it to a great degree. And that's something. If you want to really start taking care of some people, take care of those guys. That's they're pretty important guys.
You know, and that reminds me, last night down here in New Orleans, Steve, we had the 4th of July celebrating this country's independence and this country, really. And we had two barges in the middle of the river, Mike, both shooting off fireworks.
Mm.
And right at the same time, Chalmette was shooting theirs off. And then a little south of New Orleans, there's some lightning. So that was quite the show.
Oh, wow.
And it was a spectacular, and it was a great celebration. And you know, we do have a lot to be thankful for, Steve. And I think that's why we're shaking our head going, wow, I don't know how you get to the point that Egypt is. And we tried to be supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood. And it that's causing us problems now because our ambassador isn't what you call popular, since she was really trying to, you know, be supportive of that democratically elected group. And I don't know, tough. It's a tough one, Stevie.
Yeah.
I don't know who's this guy they put in charge
or what
they're going to do next.
He's a judge, and apparently they're going to try and do another election coming up, but the Morsi people are unhappy. It's just that they're just not in the world today. If you look around, as they said in Apollo 13, what on this spacecraft works? I mean, what's going really well right now? I mean, there's just so many things. We're forgetting about Benghazi and the IRS and the snooping on the reporters. Those things, there's just like eight of them. So what do you focus on when you have so many things to even think about? And then you're in the summer vacation mode. Will it all go away? Obamacare has been put off for a year.
The requirement that all businesses employing 50 or more people offer those workers health insurance was supposed to take effect this coming New Year's Day. But because so many companies said they were having trouble with the very complicated law, the White House surprised just about everyone last night when it said the new deadline is New Year's Day of 2015.
The IRS is responsible for compliance. Yes, that's the same IRS that intimidated Americans for their beliefs with unlawful scrutiny and audits and fines and then lied about it to the Congress.
All right, so we have another year to try and decipher what all of this is going to mean, but it's certainly going to affect VersaBar, Johnny, with you have over 50 employees. I don't know if you've had a time to assimilate what it means. People are saying, hey, it's just a midterm move because it had been chaos and it hurt the Democrats in the midterms.
Well, and we have health insurance anyway, so it doesn't affect us until we decide we want our employees to get Obamacare. It wouldn't affect us. There's some rules that apply. But what's interesting, Mike, you know, the Congress passed this law with the deadlines, and I don't it's another example of Obama just changing it. No one's going to argue with him, but I'm not sure he could just change the deadline like that.
Well, Congress passed the law. I don't think they even read the law. And I mean, there's so many pages, it's so convoluted. I mean, how do you know what the heck's in it? And I think they're finding that out now. You know, it sounds like a good idea. I'm sure it was well-intended, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense to small businesses.
Well, it's just cumbersome and incoherent, and the IRS running it is a flag. And I think Obama just saying, okay, we're going to extend the deadline. Steve, can he do that?
I mean, nobody has raised the flag and saying, hold on, you can't even do this. Maybe politically they think it'd be a disaster to go there, or maybe he can through executive order. I'm not sure either. But isn't the whole case with Obamacare, if I said free food in downtown Champaign and the government will provide the food, but I got nobody to serve it, will that work? How in the world? Nobody's ever really talked about the fact that we don't have enough doctors to do this.
Yeah. Well, you make sense, but then again, that's common sense. We have a hard time dealing with common sense in this country.
Yeah, I just there's so many issues, and again, maybe they're putting it off because they know if we do it January 1, 15, at least the midterms will be over, and they still hope to take the House, hold the Senate, and have the White House, so they have two final years. It's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, final few minutes here on ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. Joey Chestnut eats 69 hot dogs at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest That's 10 minutes, Mike. 69 hot dogs.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, that's true. I saw it, but it's hard to comprehend, but I saw it.
That's more than 600 a minute.
What's your tummy looking like there, Johnny? I mean, that's wow.
Well, not that. I mean, how do you do it?
How do you chew it and swallow it?
I mean, 69 hot dogs. I don't know how you can do it without regurgitating.
And then they were screaming, going, "It's the title stays with the American." It's just like, guys, you're killing yourself. This is not a good thing. I mean, I don't want my kids to grow up and be hot dog champions. This is not.
I did eat 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in 1 minute in high school at lunch. That was tough.
That was tough because of sticks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I did.
It was rough.
I did end you out in the watermelon eating contest, but that's easier because I was pushing the water out because Louis Stahl was my coach. That's why. Anyway, it's Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. Hey, when we talk about the 4th of July in America, and as I mentioned, I talked to a Marine yesterday, and I did meet a general in the last 5 days as well. And everybody's kind of shaking their head. Is there any way to get this appreciation back for what they do? Isn't it all about the soldier? Shouldn't we in this country say, you know what, guys, here's what I want. I want you to protect me, and I want you to build my infrastructure. Other than that, I'm good. Johnny, can we go back there? Have we ever been there?
Well, I think that, of course, the military are just great people, and they volunteer to do that. But you do have to have policy that makes sense, and your mission has to make sense. You're gonna, that gets more into the political realm. And can we get back there, Mike? I don't know. Have we ever really been there?
I hope we can, and I hope that we would reward these people in the military according to their service and what they give. What they do for us as a nation by their commitment and dedication and their service, and I don't think we do, but that's what I would wish. If you're gonna spend money, spend it on those people because I think they deserve it.
But it almost feels like there's a resentment, Johnny. Like there's a philosophy out there that scoffs at the soldier, and I don't get it.
I don't think that's a scoffing at the soldier. It's just if you go back to World War II, the Great Generation, we've talked about it. That was a very clear-cut mission. That was easy. We got to stop these guys. Everybody was on the same page. Since then, like Vietnam, wasn't as easy a call. Didn't have agreement. We didn't all agree on the mission. It wasn't the soldiers that were resented. It was the idea of, why do you do that? What are we doing over there? Why is that our business? That's what the resentment you see. Now, some people can't separate that from the guys who are doing the mission for us.
And I guess we did have a clear-cut deal when it came to the Persian Gulf and get Saddam out of Kuwait. I think we were united there, too, weren't we?
That was great. And look, it was very positive. I think George H.W. Bush had a rating of 91% approval.
Yeah, he did.
After that. And so there you go. I think it's more the mission. I don't think anyone resents the soldier, and I think we're all appreciative of their willingness to fight and die for what we got here. Yeah. And we better never forget about that. So,
you guys hit it right on the button. We have a segment of our society that their whole being is just to be against anything like that, anything to do with the military. It's to me, it's disgusting. But that's just the political correctness of some of these people.
You know, when I met this general earlier in the week, he said, you know, I wish everybody could spend a year somewhere else. I think they'd love the country more.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is right on the button. You know, and that's why. If you don't like it, leave it.
Yeah.
Well, my policy, Steve, was when you graduate high school, you have to spend 2 weeks in India. if you want to come back and complain after that, fine. But 2 weeks, you got to go over there. You have to smell it.
Yeah.
You can't watch it on television.
Yeah, that's right.
And then tell me you got problems.
I mean, crimey, I remember I went to Canada years ago and I kissed the ground when we came back. I mean, it's a great place. America's great, and I just hope and pray that more people realize it and less take it for granted. Guys, we'll call you Monday. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for your wit and wisdom. We appreciate both of you.
All right. Take care, Steve. God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, David.
Yeah, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, Fridays and Mondays, 7:30 to 8:00.